Good morning, church. It is good to see you this day. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you once again that we have the privilege, the opportunity to be able to praise you, to give you worship here this morning. And Father, as we are going to sing songs here, we're going to go straight to your throne room, that you're going to just meet us here with your Holy Spirit. And Father, as we're just going to lift forth praises that we are saved and we have an eternity to look forward to with you in heaven. And we just thank you for just giving us just a little piece of what it's going to be like right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Shouting hallelujah. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah.
Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto thee. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me.
Amen.
I'll praise him wherever I am. lift up the name of Jesus, for the name of Jesus lifted me. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. For His love surrounds me like a sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus lifted me. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. For His love surrounds me like a sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus lifted me.
Just run into it, and they are saved. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord Most High. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Just run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Name of the Lord, Most High. to it, they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, they are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed
be the name of the Lord,
Most High. Amen. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the Savior shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On the bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of His resurrection share, when His chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder,
you'll hear me say, present.
Story to be my theme in glory.
of salvation from God's own holy word. I'd love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love.
Jesus said, except a corn fall to the ground and die, it cannot yield anything. And verse 3 is talking about just from sin and self to cease. Amen. Just from Jesus simply taking, that's us giving it to him. It's a matter of trust, is it not? Amen. When you say, you know, dying to self. You know, I'm killing those that goat that's inside of me so that I'm not going to be rising up and that, you know, I'm going to be producing fruit. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
creation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, drink from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest, I am my Savior. Goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
grateful hearts, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We give you honor, give you praise. Rejoice.
You to have it your way today. I humble myself in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift me up. Hallelujah. Let it be your way, not my way, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Love you, Lord. Yes, we love you, Lord. We love you. We adore you. We bow down before you, Lord. And we ask you today, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Fall afresh on us in such a mighty way, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for a glorious day today. A day of victory. A day of excitement, a day of rejoicing in the Lord and the power of His might. Let it be a day of victory. Hallelujah. And let the whole Spirit of the living God have His way today. Let it be no hindrance, no interference. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a day of celebration today. Day of rejoicing. Hallelujah. And knowing the time, and now is high time to wake out of our sleep. For our salvation is nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness or chambering or wantonness or envy or strife, but let us put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for doing a deep work, Lord, in this body. Awake thou that sleepeth and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Hallelujah. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil, and be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Hallelujah. Yes, O Lord. Fill us with the knowledge of thy will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That we may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, and be fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord, praise you. We pray, O Lord, that you anoint the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Give him the freedom to preach. Give him joy unspeakable and full of glory. And let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Anoint everyone that gives a testimony today, we pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you for having it your way. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. As we're about to receive this offering, he told us in the word, bring your tithes into the storehouse that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it might not be enough room to receive it. And we know that God means what he says. He stands strong in his promises. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, that we are going to give to the work of the Lord and we are going to give with gladness. For God loveth a cheerful giver. We want to thank our other congregation, our friends from around the world who are watching us. We want to thank you for the gifts that you gave, the new people that started giving. And we want to say right now we appreciate you and we thank you and you send it the right time. Hallelujah. We also want to thank you those who are undecided, who are in between. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you touch their hearts as well. And bless everyone, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And let them tell a friend. And we want to thank you today and praise you, Heavenly Father, for our friends. For our friends all around the world. Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor today. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children shout it. Amen. Amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to deviate slightly from our normal procedure here. And this message I preach today is going to be criticized by many people. Other people would appreciate it. But we had a privilege this week to be invited to home here on dinner this week. And I realized over the years how hurt I had been. And we went to this home, and I was kind of on my guards and just kind of didn't know what to expect. And when I got there, I was received, my wife and I were received with love, acceptance, and it just melted all my defenses. I didn't need to have defenses. And I don't think it is a coincidence that I preach this message today and that I have here in the congregation my former assistant pastor, Jerry Kenny, going back to 1976, 82. And also with him, my former deacon, Randy Bartley, who is here from the state of Washington. I'm going to ask Randy and Jerry, if you come up here for just a few minutes. Now, Jerry and I, we worked together for probably, come on up here. Don't be bashful. You guys are not bashful. And this is Randy, and this is Jerry. And Jerry and I, we worked together probably for at least 6-7 years. And we had many good times together and preached and did a lot of things. And we went through, we had deliverances together with people. So you want to, and then Randy, he was into drugs and all kind of things. And his wife came, he and the wife came to church one time. And then he came on a Wednesday night. What did you tell shortly here what happened on Wednesday night? Get closer to the mic.
Just like to say that, you know, God is so faithful. You heard the story of where John came from and his home in Sweden and how he came here. And close to 32 years ago, God was faithful and brought him to my house on a Wednesday night. I was a drywall taper at the time. I was into a lot of drugs, alcohol, and was not living a life that's anything that's alive. It was dead. And I have a former brother-in-law who had got arrested. He was thrown in jail, and he turned his life around by starting to go to Christian Life Ministries. That was John Terrell and Jerry's church in Carmichael. And he kept after me because he was a drywall taper, as I was. He was teaching me the trade, and he kept after me, come to church, come to church. And we kept putting him off and putting him off. Well, one time we didn't have a good excuse. He cornered us, and my wife and I went to the church on a Sunday, and we, for reasons I didn't know at the time, but do know now, that we just wept the whole time. The music was playing, the word was given, and we wept. The tears were just streaming down our face. Well, I went home, and we at that time had a Wednesday night prayer meeting at the church. I decided to stay home and get high with a friend. But my wife went, and lo and behold, after the service, John and Ina brought her home and came into the house. And I was somewhat of a, I had some Bible knowledge, so I thought I'm gonna ask some pertinent questions of this man of God, see if you can answer them. So I think I got maybe a half a question out, and he just said, "Are you ready to give your life to Christ?" And it hit me like, well, yeah, are you? Make that decision, right? This is a life and death decision. And I said, yes, I am. And so he had me, he said, go throughout the house, bring out into the living room everything that you think is a sin in your life. And I did. And then we had a nice pile in the living room floor there. And he asked me to kneel at in front of a chair. I was embarrassed because I had stuff that I'm so thankful that it's out of my life. But John's lovely wife, Ina, was there as well. And I'm, a shame. But we prayed, and he said, now let's just go dump it in the garbage and we did, and my life hasn't been the same since. Yeah. So 32 years ago.
That you went through deliverance.
Yes, I did. Yeah. And there was skepticism in that ministry, because at that time, I think there was a deliverance ministry at another church that was taking place, and we went there and we actually saw some people being delivered, and it wasn't a pretty sight. And they were screaming and resistance from the enemy, and so we went through deliverance at our church, and John and Jerry, I think another deacon or two was present, and they were praying in spirit over me, and I kept hearing this cynicism, like, come on, this isn't real, this isn't something that you're supposed to believe in, this is a fantasy. And Jerry was saying to me that about the demon that was cast out of heaven, you know, that the power of Satan was broken when he was cast out of heaven. And he said the Satan has been cast down. And my response to him at that time was, yeah, cast down to you. And he showed me later on where that scripture is in Revelation, where the dragon has been cast down unto us to do the things that he does to hinder our ministry. But I won't go on and on. But I'm sorry that you felt that maybe you weren't going to be received. This is my Father in the Lord. This is the man who led me to Christ. And you know what that means in eternal glory. That my name is written in the book of life because this man was faithful to God. And as I see today, he still is. Amen. Thank you.
Jerry, whatever your heart, whatever's in your heart.
Well, I remember Randy saying that to me. I remember these things. And wondering what to say today. Well, I'm not too surprised John was maybe a little defensive. I've been a blessing to John during that time together. I've also been the opposite to John a few times, trying to set him straight on a number of things. And so I'm sure he didn't know what to expect. But he did. When I first heard the radio program that John had, began attending his Bible study, I was looking for teaching on how to have victory in Jesus Christ. I was attending a church, and it seemed like the sermon ended where a good one should begin. Okay, this is great. Now, how do we do this? How do we enter into this? How do we experience this? And we just had the benediction and left. And so I started attending John's Bible study and started learning about these things and began experiencing them myself. Of course, I realized I was led of the Lord to be with John, to work with him, learn some things and experience some things I never asked for, but the Lord brought me through it. I could share, of course, a number of things. I will share one, and maybe the Lord's leading me to do this. It was someday after a Bible study some morning, and John had made some kind of comment about a political figure or something, and I wasn't sure that was appropriate, and I looked in the paper, and anyway, it looked like John was wrong, and there he was wrong. And about 8 o'clock in the morning, and I had a nice size apartment at the time, and from the dining room back to the bedroom I use as an office, I was just heading there, and I had a head of steam, gonna give him a call and let him know the mistake he made. If you feel powerful during times like that, you know, I was in the right, but fortunately it was a long hallway, and just as I was getting there, the Lord was able to work with me and say, just don't do that. Don't do that. So I didn't bother to call him. I just left it alone. And I think that day that I visited family in Elk Grove and spent the day, came back, and then later on, I think it was John called later in the evening or at night, or I called, and talking to him. Well, how was the day? He knew it was rough. Well, John began to mention person after person or thing after thing that had gone wrong, that were blowing up in his face all day long, and he says, you just wouldn't believe all that happened. I said, well, yes, I would believe it, because I think I was scheduled to start your day. And I began to realize how how the enemy can use people that are close to you to do some of the most damage. And we have to be vigilant, whether we're right or not, or have our scriptures together or not. We have to be sure that we do the work of the Lord building up. And just one of the many, many, many lessons learned during those years, which again were not always pleasant, but they were necessary, and prepared us for experiences that we would have, helped us be vigilant with things going on in our own families, and so it has been a blessing. And God has blessed us to get together that Thursday night, and then now to be in the same room worshiping together after almost 30 years. And we thank the Lord today.
God bless you. Thank you. Well, let's have a prayer time then. Jan Pettersson in Sweden is currently working a government job. This is a non-paying job. This is keeping him busy. There's no future for him. He wants to be able to get a regular job with a regular pay check. Let us pray that God will open up the door for him. Nadine Walby is now in a care home and is very ill after years of suffering. She's born again since 1979. Let us pray that God will either supernaturally heal her or take her home so she will not have to suffer anymore. She's 88 years old. Now I was going to ask you, Jerry, and if you, after the service, would like to go just down the road here, I'm sure she'd be thrilled to pieces to see you guys walk in. We need to continue to pray for Tim Chola, that God would complete the healing of his body and give him a job with an income. We want to thank God for and all the people who helped us to finish the month of January financially. The final partial rent check was given to the landlord on January 31st. Please pray with us that the month of February will be a better month as far as finances are concerned. Let's also ask God to send more people to our local church in Carmichael. And the last one we have here is, the world is now sitting on a powder keg with a fuse being lit, and it's just a matter of time before this powder keg will explode. The people running the Department of Energy in the world government are well aware of the plan for an attack on Iran by Israel first, which will be followed up by the United States. This week, they allowed the price of oil to fall $1.72 per barrel, and the price of oil ended up at 97.84. The Islamic leaders in Iran are bent to develop atomic bombs, and the Zionist leaders in Israel are just as bent to prevent this from happening. Both parties are on a collision course, which will cause the price of oil to skyrocket. The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan cost the American people money and loss of American soldiers. But this new war will cost us our standard of living and plunge us into a depression worse than in the 1930s. All we can do is to pray that God's will should be done, that God will have mercy on the people that the world government are planning to sacrifice on the altar of war. So prayer warriors, come on up.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can bring these petitions before you, and we just appreciate the fact that you are eager to hear these. We thank you that you are answering. We thank you for the rain that is predicted to come. And Father, we pray for Tim Chola right now, that you will continue to heal his body. We know that you have already paid the price, Jesus, for his healing. And we know that you are the great physician, Father, and you will heal him in your time and your way. And we thank you and praise you for that. And we also ask that you would give him a paying job, and also that you would give him encouragement that it is coming, so that he will not have to be distraught but encouraged, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father God, we want to thank you that the finances came in like they always do, Lord. But we never want to take it for granted. We always want to say thank you. So we thank you for the money that was supplied to meet the needs here at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. And then, Lord, we thank you for the money that's on its way for this month, the month of February. And, Father, we're asking for a strong month. And then some extra money, Lord. We're asking for extra to give directly to the pastor and his wife, that they can have some walking around money, Lord. So we thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we lift up John Pettersson to you in Sweden right now, Lord. And Lord, he's working in a job that has no rewards financially, Lord God, and he's asking, Lord, and he's being faithful in this job that he's doing now, Lord, and I just pray for him right now, Lord, and I ask you, Lord God, and we ask you, Lord, as a congregation, that you will provide him that job, Lord God, that will fulfill his needs, Lord, and then not only just a job, Lord, it'll be one that he enjoys doing, Lord God, and Lord, it, he will know that it comes from you, and he will give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, that you are in control. You are in control of heavens and the earth, Lord. You are in control of all who live. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, O Lord, that your will be done. And we praise you and thank you for what you are going to do, Lord. We ask you, Lord, in your mercy and your grace, you stop that thing that's about to happen. You can stop it in its tracks, Lord. That war in, Lord, in Iran. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Let the one world government not be able to prevail, Lord. And we want to thank you that you are in control, you are in charge, and you can break it in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. There might be a lot of manipulation around, oh Lord, about raising the price of the oil. But again, we want to say that your counsel will stand, and you are going to do all your pleasure. You are. You have spoken it. You will bring it to pass. You purpose it, and also you will do it. And we pray, Heavenly Father, oh Lord, instead of the oil going up, it's going to go down, because that's what our God is able to do. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you and praise you, Lord, that you are able to overwhelm the one world government. You're able to, oh Lord, to be a surprise to them. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for what you are going to do, Lord. Oh, we bless you. We thank you. It doesn't matter what they think. All it matters is what God can do. And Lord, we put it all in your hands, and we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty victory in the oil prices. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we lift up Sister Nadine Walby, and she's in a care home. She's been ill for years. The doctors did something that ruined her and caused her metabolism to not come about as it should. And she's born again. She loves Jesus. She loves Jesus, and she loves Jesus. I've been in her home when she was hurting and crying. And I've been in her home when she'd shut up the crying and just start praising God and smiling and laughing and singing with us. And so we just thank you and praise you, Father God, that your perfect will is going to take place with Nadine Walby. And if you want her healed, you're going to supernaturally heal her all the way. And she's going to live a fine life till 120, possibly. But if you know that she is not going to be healed, take her home, Father God. Release her spirit to the Lord Jesus. We thank you and praise you for everything you're doing in her life in that home, that she be comfortable there, that she can just continue to love and praise Jesus Christ. In your holy name, we give you honor and give you glory for everything in her life, Father God, in our lives also. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for the Timmerman family that is overseas, that when we hear about what their family is doing overseas and how the obstacles and the demonic forces and everything that they've got to deal with over there, Lord God, and how they overcome it is an inspiration to us here in America. And Lord God, we thank you for that family. We thank you for what they're doing over there, Lord God, and we give you all the praise and honor and glory for it. And thank you for helping them to weather the storms and to be able to be in a righteous place, Lord God. And thank you for the family, and we give you all the praise and honor and glory for them, and we ask you to please protect them mightily. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
You're going to be strong. It was interesting not to have a slip of paper handed to me, but I was praying there, asking the Holy Spirit if he wants me to say something to make it very, very clear. Otherwise, there's no need for ego or anything like that. But it seemed to be clear, and so here I am. My prayer is this. Father God, the New World Order is in the final stages, they think, of killing us all by the millions. Recently, we now have proof of the spraying that's taken place all over the world with thousands of aircraft every day spraying the skies, dropping death on every one of us, a little bit at a time. When we now know, we have pictures of the inside of those planes, the nozzle that's shooting out the poison on us, poisoning not just your people, Lord God, but the earth itself. And so I pray right now for courage with the Christians around the world to get up and speak out against this. In America, it began with one community in Long Island, New York. They declared they will not put up with this. And they've already passed resolutions that they can't spray over that part of Long Island. Well, that's a start. Lord God, I pray an imprecatory prayer against these people, that you would deal with them, the evil ones that are right out in the open now declaring they're about to depopulate the earth. Yes. People like Bill Gates are saying it right out loud. Well, they're not going to, Lord God. So we pray now for the courage and the convictions that once within the breasts and the hearts of Christians, they stand up to these things, speak out, and save the world from these evils that are taking place. But only you can do this, Lord God. Amen. And we pray right now that you will instill in the hearts of Americans the kind of guts, kind of courage, the kind of Christianity that once made us a great nation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we know that we need rain. And Father God, the forecast now is, Lord, for a weak system to come in Tuesday. And they said it's going to fall apart. And we're going to ask you right now, Heavenly Father, you will tell your holy angels to strengthen that system, remove the high pressure over California. That, Father God, we will simply be drowned here with nice, soft rain Tuesday all day. And we thank you, Father God, that's just the beginning of this year's season. To fill our reservoirs. Have you thankful for that? We thank that every prayer that's been spoken here today is on the altar. The smoke is going up before you. Have you thankful that in due time, every prayer should be answered. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a moment for testimonies. If anyone has a testimony that they'd like to share today. Irene.
Hello, good morning. Lord, help me to just say it's fast. I think that the reality of the Holy Spirit in our life is something that needs to be acknowledged and yield to every single day. Even in this message of Pastor concerning how the evil spirit will take over, even in our mouth, and the ungodly manifestation of tongues, which were totally demonically inspired. And I remember that because there was a time when I was baptized with the Holy Spirit. I was praying in the Spirit, and there was this one woman that lived when my father was alive in the apartment house who was mentally disturbed, and she had a lot of problems. And she would call me and accuse my husband and accuse my father, accuse me of evil things. And she would call and call. And one day I just said, I bind you, Satan. And I started praying in the Spirit. And she came back with a language that sounded like the Holy Spirit. But my heart was so agitated, and I knew that that was a confrontation. So what I'm saying is that the devil knows how to control people, and Holy Spirit knows how to give us the control of the Word of God and the will of the Father. And it's a battle. But I just wanted to read this one scripture that came to me, and this is in Jude. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. And before that is the last part of Jude, the last 24th verse. But before that it says, but you, beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. So there is something about the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I think that God give it to us. Jesus said that he will send the Comforter when he goes. And it's a promise that Father has given him. So this was what Jesus said is even better, that he goes away. So the Holy Spirit will come and he will teach us all things. He will hear from Jesus and reveal it to us. So how much we need the power of the Holy Spirit and ears to hear what he's saying to the church today. And in the book of Revelation, Jesus mentioned that. She said, those who have ears, let them hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church. So I just wanted to mention that in this end time confrontation with the enemy, we cannot do it, of course, ourselves, but we have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit and the Word of God agree. So the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit in our life will give us the victory. But we need to yield to that and acknowledge that, and the need that we have for the fullness of the Holy Spirit to work in our life. He's the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of fear and reverence to God. He gives us all the gifts as he wills that is needed. So how can we be without him? There's no other way. So I just pray that everybody that knows and studies and wants that will pray and be able to receive the gift that Jesus make possible for us. And that's what I want to say. Thank you.
Okay, Bob.
Sermon number 2. I scared they're all leaving. not really. Today has been a most remarkable sermon. We've heard sketches of it before. Those of us who have been around for 17 or so years, we are familiar with some of the stories that John has experienced. And I think it was maybe last week or so, I shared with you that I, and later Diane, lived through that exact same thing that was described with Pastor Ted's wife for almost 2 years. Massive fear coming over us. And at the time, we had just been brought into the understanding of what demonic forces can do in another church. We were very, very active, you know, 4 times a week. We studied at all the books and everything else. And as I shared with you before, it was only the final time that it happened to me after 2 years of the most intense terror coming on me that finally that terror moved over onto Diane one night, and she woke up with the same kind of fear and said, is this the way it's always been? And I said, yes. And I told you that she got up and punched play on our always ready tape recorder that had red hot Christian hardcore music on it. And away went the demonic forces, never returned, and I've never experienced that since. So, with respect now to a couple of things I want to touch on that John mentioned, I went to see Reggie last Sunday with to Terrace and Joanne. And in order, because he could barely speak, I got very close to him, to his ear, and was speaking with him. And he whispered to me, "Bob, I don't think that's the plan for me to recover fully." And I said, "Well, Reggie, you will know. They'll tell you." I didn't have time. I was going to share an experience I had with this young foster child that we helped years ago and brought her out of the demon-filled foster care that she had experienced in her all of her 7 years. And she was baptized, became a Christian, became a King's Kid, that's what I called her. But eventually the cancer returned. We didn't have full control. The state fed her the diet and so forth and so on. And she had come out of a morphine type of sleep, and my best friend was sitting with her in this room. And out of the blue, she became very lucid. Face brightened, and she said, "Miss Alex, I really don't want to go, but I think I'm supposed to." And Alex said, "Well, you go right ahead, and we'll see you later." And she said, "Well, I really don't want to go. Be sure and tell my dad that I love him." I was the, you know, foster dad, long distance. And then her face brightened, her eyes opened wide, and she said, "Oh, I'm going to see Bob's mother." My mother, and she went to heaven just like that. So that, we felt, was a real blessing to us. It showed us there is a heaven. Somebody does come for you. And I was going to go down Friday and see Reggie and share that with him. But Friday, he already went to heaven on his own. Didn't he help from me? And heaven's a better place for it. Now, referencing John's sermon today, Mark, famous after, with regarding this idea of the chemtrails that are dropping poison on us day after day. And we know this verse, "But they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them." Well, if you breathe any, I'm taking that to be breathe or eat any deadly thing. So I think Christians all over and the rest of you around the world, you're getting sprayed too. And maybe that should be a prayer that you should be using. So take this section from Mark and pray that over and over again. So now finally, John, I appreciate this too very much that you you reproduce what Ted had told about his history with his wife and this terrible, terrible decades-long I can imagine it from the 2 years that I had it, but it's not that bad. But I have a son, Daniel. We haven't seen him or heard from him for 5 years. I have no idea. Neither has Lois. Lois used to communicate with Daniel, and she hasn't heard from him either. But the last time we actually saw him in person, he came down from Seattle, and he weighed probably 60 pounds less than he should. He was skin and bones. And we talked to him, and he said, "No, I'm only supposed to eat almonds and avocados, and that's it." And so we talked to him about everything else, and he said, "No, it's with me. It's different, Dad. I know that God forgives and everything, but with me, it's he can't. It's a special case." And I went through the scriptures with him, which is hardly necessary. My son became an itinerant preacher right out of high school for about 15 years. He was all over the place, and he prayed for the sick. He even had the courage to go to Romania when it first opened and went into those terrible orphanages, I've mentioned that before, and prayed for those poor, twisted-up kids. So he'd, in that case, been around some really demonic forces, and he knew that. It was Daniel that took us to the church somebody else was probably referring to, Bob somebody, right? Remember that? Here in Sacramento. That was our first experience with deliverance and handkerchiefs all over the place. And it was interesting. So this talk here about what Ted's wife said, I'm not worthy, I'm special, I committed some kind of unpardonable sin. when I saw this, it leaped right off the page. That's exactly the attitude that Daniel had. And we tried to do it with the scriptures, because his Bible was the most color-coded, magnificent illustration of somebody that studied that word day and night for year after year after year. He knew those things. But we didn't put everybody together and do a deliverance. We were doing it with scriptures in Dockham. And he left, went to L.A., and later flew back to up north. And the next thing we heard, he was in a hospital because he'd broken down completely back in Wisconsin. And he spent 6 years in a halfway house, finally got out and disappeared. And so that's something that Diane and I live with every single day of our life. But we may joke around and look like we're cool, and we are. But we have that burden as well as another son. And it was all caused by you-know-who that got a babysitter with my two boys when they were little. And 30 years later, it erupted into devastation for two fine, wonderful young men. And so I bear this every hour, every day. Anyway, hopefully that will help others to understand. If somebody comes to you with this kind of a story, the time is not to intellectualize or get out the scriptures and say this. It's just get them down and get some spirit-filled Christians around and have a deliverance on the spot. Amen. Well, that's what I wanted to share with you today.
Okay, we're going to close in prayer and head out into the fields. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the good word, Lord. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the time to sing and praise your name. Thank you, Father God, that you're sustaining us. Thank you, Father, that you have a plan for us. And that your plan is better than our plan, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for leading us and guiding us as we go out this week. Destroy all the works of the enemy in front of us, Lord. And we just praise your name for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.